It's 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Dallas has welcomed hundreds of Harvey evacuees so far, and the city is preparing for many more. The city council today approved using $8 million in emergency funds to cover Harvey relief efforts. The state will reimburse the city. The money will mostly be used toward operating the city's four shelters, including the one at Kay Bailey Hutchison Convention Center in downtown. More than 850 evacuees were staying in the shelters as of earlier today. Assistant Dallas City Manager John Fortune addressed council members.
Well, once Houston realizes that they can actually get people out, I think that's really been the biggest challenge, is the water is inhibiting the flow of buses and planes coming out of that area, that we will start to see some more activity in Austin, San Antonio, and Dallas.
Shelters are also open in Fort Worth and Irving. They currently have room for about 6,000 evacuees. Some of the very first evacuees from Harvey were newborns in intensive care. They were flown out of a Corpus Christi hospital last weekend before the storm hit. The newborns are now in Fort Worth at Cook Children's Medical Center. KERA's Stella Chavez reports on the journey of one baby and her mother.
Aunque mis ojos no te puedan ver.
A few weeks ago, Nereida Rangel was singing to her newborn daughter at a children's hospital in Corpus Christi. Shaddai Jire Leha was born premature. She has a congenital heart defect that left holes in her heart. It's hard for her to breathe. One time, her blood pressure dropped and her face turned purple. Having a child in a hospital is hard for any mom. As Shaddai was fighting for her life, Harvey was brewing in the Gulf of Mexico, heading for Corpus Christi. Driscoll Children's Hospital decided to evacuate. Rangel wasn't sure if she'd be allowed to travel with her baby. She prayed.
I said to God, "You have the power to stop this hurricane or to help me with my daughter."
A paramedic came into the room and told her, "You ready, mommy? Vámonos, let's go." She had 20 minutes to pack. She moved quickly, despite the pain from her C-section. Shaddai was among 10 babies flown on small jets from Corpus Christi to Fort Worth's Cook Children's Medical Center. The hospital does these transports every day, 3,000 a year. Debbie Boudreau is program director for the hospital program called Teddy Bear Transport.
Every day when we go on a transport, we take a Pandora's box of equipment with us in the event we never really know what we're going to get, so we're always prepared for the worst, hoping for the best.
Patients who weigh 10 pounds or less are placed on a portable incubator attached to a ventilator. Boudreau has been doing this 30 years. She has 3 sons of her own.
You are taking someone's most prized possession away from them. And so my job and the job of my staff is to ensure them that we were going to take care of those children as if they were our very own.
Hospital officials say some of the babies could be returning to Corpus Christi soon. Nereida Rangel isn't sure when she and her daughter will go back. Shaddai will need heart surgery soon. Her faith gives her hope.
Es un milagro. Mi hija es un milagro de Dios.
It's a miracle. My daughter is a miracle from God. She's alive because of him. He's with us and has never left us alone.
For now, Rangel spends all day by her daughter's side, singing and praying. Harvey may have forced them to move across the state, 400 miles from home, but this mother and her baby girl are together. Stella Chavez, KERA News.
In less than a decade, the youth sports industry has grown by more than 50%, and what was once the domain of the YMCA and Little League has now been professionalized, with children as young as 4 participating in a national ranking system. Today on Think, Chris Boyd talked with sports writer Sean Gregory about how kids' sports turned into a $15 billion industry.
Back not that long ago, when you dominated your Little League, that was good enough. Now that's no longer good enough. I can't tell you how many parents I spoke to who just said, you know what, there's no competition in rec ball, as they call it. So, you know, without the competition, we have to go play travel soccer, travel baseball, travel basketball, where there's kids from all over a city or a regional team that draws kids from different towns. You know, it used to be a kind of a neighborhood bonding thing. The commissioner of the league was your local accountant, and you know, you'd go give him a $10 check in his office to register. Now, You're paying a lot more than that. And a lot of these, you know, the registration systems, the scheduling, that's gone digital and it's become a business. So, you know, with technology, the rise in the cost of college, that which makes the scholarship a more attractive reward, all these factors are kind of feeding into this explosion.
Sean Gregory's article, How Kids Sports Turn Pro, appears in Time magazine. This episode of Think Rare is tonight at 10, and you can subscribe to the podcast at think.kera.org. Buying paletas is a sweet summertime Mexican tradition. These fresh fruit frozen treats can be found underneath the dry ice inside a classic street cart or in a colorful modern popsicle shop. Danny Matias visits both.
There's something about the sound of an ice cream truck that sends people back to their childhood. These bells mean paletas are around the corner. They're traditionally sold on foot by a male vendor called a paletero, like 54-year-old Andres Mejorada. He carries all kinds of flavors, from watermelon to pineapple to even coconut. Mejorada has pushed his cart around Dallas for over a decade. He works every day from 2 in the afternoon to 9 in the evening, unless it rains.
I look where there's more people, like construction sites, because there's no one on the streets, and if it's hot, no one comes out. They're all inside.
He looks for crowds in uptown Dallas, like this construction site he regularly waits by that used to be known as Little Mexico. Mejorada is originally from Puebla, in east central Mexico. His wife, two daughters, and son live in Tlaxcala. It's difficult not being able to see his family. Calling them every day just doesn't fill the void.
I think about them a lot and would love to be with them. But if you don't separate, then you won't accomplish anything. And I had to come here by myself so I could do things for my family.
Although he thought he'd always be with his family, he had to leave to give them a better life. Mejorada likes being a paletero because he's his own boss. He works when he wants to and doesn't get in trouble if he decides otherwise. The amount of money he makes varies, anywhere from $50 to $100, depending on the day. He hopes to save up enough within the next year to return to Mexico and build a house for him and his family. Across the Trinity River in Oak Cliff, a younger generation is putting a modern twist on the classic paleta business. Encanto Pops is a trendy paleteria that opened last summer. The bosses, Diana Diaz and her three siblings, were raised in Ciudad Juarez, Mexico, before moving to Dallas.
We grew up in a household where we were always surrounded by food. My parents were always cooking. It was a house that everyone would go eat. My mom would cook for an army. My dad would as well.
An uncle was the inspiration for starting Encanto Pops. He runs a similar shop outside of Chicago and even trained them. The Diaz kids range in age from 18 to 35. They come in every morning, 7 days a week, to make paletas from scratch.
We have some that take up to 2-3 days. Coconut. My brother always makes coconut, and coconut takes a long time to make.
Diana and her siblings stay close to their Mexican roots.
Everything is fresh, all natural, so then we are the ones cutting up the fruit, you know, cleaning everything, disinfecting it. Depending on which one we're making, it goes all into a mix.
Together, they bond, occasionally argue, and get creative. All four of them say that's their favorite part about working with family. From the local street vendor outside to the small popsicle shop, both preserve this tradition of sharing mouthwatering Mexican paletas with their community. Danny Matias, KERA News.
Check out pictures of Andres Mejorada and the Diaz family at keranews.org. For the evening, partly cloudy skies, low around 72 tonight. Tomorrow should be mostly sunny with a high near 91. It's currently 87 degrees in Dallas and Fort Worth. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.